Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine, the ultimate resource for your fight against the New World Order. Claim your free digital copy now or order a print subscription online at www.republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. Or call them toll-free at 800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620.
Is your privacy important to you? Is having all of your assets well organized one of your priorities? Do you wonder if your business and personal estate will be protected for your family and not taken away by government bureaucracies? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then now's the time to find out about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust. A Pure Trust organization is protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a Pure Trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. You can find out more about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust and schedule a trust consultation simply by calling toll-free 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or log on to www.freedomradio.us. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Micro Effect.
Welcome back. Welcome back to hour number three of the Global Freedom Report. If you just joined us, you missed a tremendous show. Not to worry, it'll be available in the archives as well. But hopefully you haven't just joined us. Well, if you have, you're welcome. And hopefully you've actually been listening to what's been going on out here. My name is Brent Johnson. I'm your host. And if you'd like to be part of today's show, there are several ways you can do that. You can join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com, where you can ask questions and offer your comments on the topics we discuss here and answer our question of the week, which I'll give you in just a moment. You can also call toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. and Canada, and now is a great time for you to call during this hour number three at 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968, to go on the air live. Now, if you're located outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is a toll call, but because you're paying for the call, we'll make sure you get on the air ahead of anybody else. That number is 001-208-935-0094, and please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. If you are listening online, I hope you'll take a few minutes to vote for the show. Now, if you've already voted for the show, thank you very much, but it's a new hour. You can do it all over again. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com. Click on the name of the show, The Global Freedom Report. Click on the name of the network, The Micro Effect Broadcast Network, and you are done. You have voted. And we appreciate it. You can vote two times per hour from your IP address. We really, really, really do appreciate your support and your participation. A question for your consideration. What would have to happen for a third-party candidate to become elected president of the United States? What would have to happen for a third-party candidate to be elected president of the United States? Now it's time for Spy 101, how to become a covert operative. Pay attention.
For as long as armies have built fortifications, others have tried to get past them. Siege warfare can involve tunneling under, scaling over, or smashing through walls. Once you're inside, though, you're dealing with an entrenched enemy defending his home. That's why the most successful sieges often don't involve attacking at all, but tricking your enemy into coming out.
These are lessons in guerrilla warfare, and you ignore them at your peril. Some of the comments from the chat room. From Deb, another strange storm on the approach in chemtrail galore here in Northern California. Yikes. Three twisters last two in sky and one touchdown in Sacramento. That's what it is. Three twisters, two in the sky and one touchdown in Sacramento. Unheard of, no telling at this point, but have my bug out bags ready. That's always a good idea, Deb. From Meat Dog, gotta run, folks, seeing a movie with my lady friend. Take care, and you rock, Brent Johnson, even if I don't agree with everything you say. Well, I appreciate that. And listen, if you agreed with everything I said, it would be real boring, wouldn't it? I mean, this is not about you agreeing. It's about each of us expressing our ideas as to what we think is right. And hopefully, those who are listening come to some conclusions that move our society forward. That's about the best any of us can hope for, don't you think? If you'd like to protect your property from being leaned or otherwise attached by the IRS, if you want to conduct your private business without the constant intrusion of government regulations, if you want to eliminate that oppressive credit card debt completely, basically, if you want to live free from government control, we can help make it happen at Freedom Bound International. Visit our website at www.freedomradio.us. We offer the most successful freedom services available. After more than 18 years, we have a 100% track record. That means we know what we're doing, folks. We can even show you how to move your liquid assets, that means your money, out of the United States and out of U.S. dollars and do it without setting off any red flags with either the IRS or the U.S. government. Give us a call toll-free, 888-385-3733. That number again, 888-385-FREE. Or visit us at www.freedomradio.us. That's Freedom Bound International. 888-385-FREE. Now it's time to take a trip back in time to a time when men of character fought a revolution to secure liberty for you and me. Let's take a look at the Declaration.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And now, a look at the Declaration of Independence with your voice of freedom, Brent Johnson.
For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury. Among the numerous grievances that sparked the American Revolution and were clearly described in our Declaration of Independence was that the King of England had directed that steps be taken to isolate the colonists from the rest of the world, thereby forcing their dependence on the British monarchy. To this end, the King banned all trade by the colonists with any foreign power in the world. After all, they were British subjects. The colonists were deprived of the option of engaging in commerce with other countries because the Crown considered them all to be a part of England. Additionally, the early Americans were forbidden from using the available raw materials to make staple items like steel or glass. Therefore, the colonists were compelled to interact with England on the king's terms, forced to buy items from Mother England that they could make better and for less cost by using the local resources. This was just another, perhaps more subtle kind of tax, and it was not received well by the colonists. One more good reason for launching the American Revolution. However, this kind of antic, the imposition of a new tax fee or surcharge, perpetrated in the name of the king by local governors, administrators, and military personnel, was not unusual. To the contrary, it went on all the time. Taxes were summarily imposed by the king on the early Americans for just about everything. Tea, stamps, life itself. That's right, British subjects were taxed simply for existing until the notorious poll tax was finally repealed by Parliament. From the very beginning, Americans understood that the power to tax is the power to destroy, and they refused to allow government to impose any tax on them without their consent. If that meant that government was unable to fund any number of agencies or activities, then so be it. Our founding fathers clearly preferred a small government with limited authority to intrude into their lives, clearly not what we have in America today. Our laws were written to allow only for indirect taxation, which means voluntary taxation. Direct taxes, that is, taxes on an individual's life, liberty, or property, are a direct and clear violation of the Constitution and therefore unlawful. In other words, all taxes in the United States of America are voluntary because our founding fathers refused to allow their new government the power to destroy their lives through rampant taxation. Further, King George had established the royal courts in such a way that often colonists were denied the fundamental right to trial by jury. This was actually one of the most heinous crimes the king committed against the early Americans. For literally hundreds of years, ever since King John's signing of the Magna Charta in 1215, British law recognized the absolute right of the jury to determine not only the facts in a matter, but also the validity of the law. By the late 1600s, juries were becoming more capable of determining both facts and law in a case than ever before. The jury system was widely seen as necessary to adjust society, so the effort by the king to deprive the colonists of the right to trial by jury was even more of an affront. It was a statement by the king that the early American colonists were regarded as little more than beasts of burden. It was a statement that prodded our forefathers to war.
This has been a look at the Declaration of Independence with your voice of freedom, Brent Johnson.
And if you would like your own copy of the 2-CD set, A Look at the Declaration, with all 18 episodes of the presentation, you can get it for your home, for your work, for your school. You can get it to share with others. It's a great gift, by the way. And it's available through Freedom Bound International. All you have to do is go to the Global Freedom Report website at globalfreedomreport.com, go to the sponsor page or the blog page, and click on the banner, A Look at the Declaration. You'll get all the information there. It's two CDs, $15 plus $3 shipping and handling, available through Freedom Bound International, A Look at the Declaration. Get yours today. What would have to happen for a third-party candidate to become elected president of the United States? Neil Smith co-wrote a book with the late Aaron Zellman called Hope, about a candidate named Alexander Hope, who was a libertarian candidate. And the former first lady, an obscure reference to Hillary Clinton, is running for president, and she dies in some kind of a car accident. And the Republican for president, something happens to him. And the next thing you know, Alexander Hope finds himself to be president. And it's a fascinating book, a really, really cool book. I'm not sure it would happen in the real world, but it certainly is interesting in fiction. In the real world, what do you think it would take? And it doesn't have to be a libertarian. For any non-Democrat, non-Republican candidate to become elected president of the United States, maybe an independent, maybe a Constitution Party, maybe a Green Party, what do you think it would take? 888-747-1968, or answer the question out of our chat room at globalfreedomreport.com. For more than 70 years, Superman has fought off a host of enemies who have tried and failed to get the better of him. But finally, the Man of Steel has been worn down to the point of submission. However, it is not his arch nemesis, Lex Luthor, who has finally defeated Clark Kent. Rather, it is the state of modern journalism. In a new edition published last Wednesday, Clark Kent will quit the newspaper for which he has worked almost continuously since the superhero's inception in 1938. According to the man who wrote the script, Clark Kent is likely to become an online blogger rather than attempt to find work at another Metropolis media outlet. His bombshell departure will take place, or takes place, in the latest DC Comics offering, Superman 13. Kent is summoned to the office of Perry White, the Daily Planet's publisher, and given a dressing down for his lack of stories. When Kent complains that it has been a slow news week, he is told by Lois Lane, now a television producer, that it is a poor excuse, prompting him to begin a rant about the state of modern journalism, which ends with him quitting the newspaper. Why am I the one sounding like a grizzled, ink-stained wretch who believes news should be about, I don't know, news? He asks. His question prompts White to respond with a devastating critique of newspaper journalism. Times are changing and print is a dying medium. I don't like it, but the only hope we have of delivering any news at all is to give the people what they want to read, and God help me if a front page story about some reality star gets them to pick up a newspaper and maybe stumble on some real news, the publisher continues. After a second heated discussion with Morgan Edge, the paper's owner, Kent quits. Scott Lobdell, the writer behind the script, explains his motives behind Superman's departure from the Daily Planet in an interview with USA Today. This is really what happens when a 27-year-old guy is behind a desk and he has to take instruction from a large conglomerate with concerns that aren't really his own, he said. Superman is arguably the most powerful person on the planet, but how long can he sit at his desk with someone breathing down his neck and treating him like the least important person in the world? Asked about where the superhero might next find gainful employment, Lobdell added, he is more likely to start the next Huffington Post or Drudge Report than to go find someone else to get assignments or draw a paycheck from. It is not the first time Clark Kent has left the Daily Planet. When Galaxy Broadcasting bought the Daily Planet in 1971, he had a short spell as a broadcaster before returning to the newspaper. A spokesman for DC Comics confirmed the departure. This is not the first time in DC Comics history that Clark Kent has left the Daily Planet, and this time the resignation reflects present-day issues. The balance of journalism versus entertainment, the role of news media, the rise of the citizen journalist. Clark Kent is no longer with the Daily Planet. My, oh my, what times, the times in which we live. Now, I think that's a serious statement. My older brother, my oldest brother, used to be the head of the financial news network, a three-man in UPI. And he and I once had a discussion on this, and he said, you know, journalism is not to tell the truth. The purpose of journalism is to do what you're hired to do by whoever owns your particular journalistic output, your paper, your TV station, whatever. It may sound let me tell you, my brother is a brilliant man. When he makes an argument, it's very hard to argue with him because he knows his facts and he understands, you know, the idea that journalism is about the truth is just that. It is an idea. But I don't know. You know, he may well be right. I mean, if Clark Kent quits the Daily Planet, what does that say? Coming up, this week's Lesson in Liberty, where you learn really useful things they never taught you in government indoctrination centers. That's next on the Global Freedom Report. We'll be right back.
If you work in the private sector, you have to voluntarily assess yourself before you are obligated to pay income tax. That's what you did when you signed your employer's W-4 form. You made a contractual request to have a portion of your earnings sent to the IRS. Would you like to learn how to stop the government from reaching into your pockets? Call for information on the Freedom Bound Tax Freedom Program. Call 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or on the web at freedomradio.us. The proceeding is not to be construed as legal advice.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The importance of health is on the rise. Hi, I'm Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. People are waking up to what is important in life. Healthcare is being seen for what it is, and people are awakening. Life Change Tea is a great-tasting tea that's refreshing and cleansing to the body. So it tastes good, and it does the work. So many emails saying, this tea actually works. Hooray for Life Change Tea! And Life Change Tea values their customers. And you know what? The customers value Life Change Tea. If you have acid reflux, liver problems, kidney problems, high cholesterol, constipation, or other numerous health annoyances, try Life Change Tea. But try it now, not later. Make the bad go away. Do it. Yeah, you. Order now. Right now. That's what they told me to say. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you know the website, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Try it. You'll like it.
Is your privacy important to you? Do you wonder if your business and personal estate will be protected for your family and not taken away by bureaucracies? A pure trust organization is protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a pure trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Micro Effect.
The fact is, what we do here is try to ensure the safety of every man, woman, and child in this so-called civilized world. There is such a thing as evil. It exists. It's an insidious force that trickles down to innocent people. And when we fight that force, we help save those innocent people.
Now it's time for this week's Lesson in Liberty, where you learn really useful things they never taught you in public school. And this week we continue on income tax. This is part three. Last time we explained to you how the income tax had been implemented at the end of the victory tax in 1943. It ended in 1944. It was a 5% tax on everybody's earnings to go to the boys in Berlin. When it ended, there was no announcement made. It was quietly repealed. And simultaneously, the federal government instructed corporations, which were subject to statutory control, to give all their workers the equivalent of a W-4, request for withholding allowance, and tell them, just sign this. It's a new form so you can be paid. Everybody signed it, and the next thing you know, people had 5% of their private sector earnings going to the Internal Revenue Service, not to the boys in Berlin. They didn't know any difference, and therefore they didn't even know what happened. But perpetrating a fraud is one thing. Maintaining it is a whole nother. And the way the IRS has maintained the fraud for now going on some 68 years, coming up on 70 years, is through something that I call the definition game. It is a redefining of ordinary words to have specific meaning in the Internal Revenue Code. And under statutory law, if a word has two meanings, one in the general use of the language and another specific to law, and the word is used and not qualified as to which meaning ascribes to it. It is presumed that it has the meaning specific to law, not the meaning in general usage. Bet you didn't know that. Employee, according to the Internal Revenue Code, Section 3402, Subsection C, an employee is an elected public official or a corporate officer. That's it. Not you, not a private sector worker, an elected public official or a corporate officer, meaning president, vice president, treasurer, or secretary of a corporation. Taxpayer under Internal Revenue Code, Title 26, Section 7701A, Subsection 14. A taxpayer is anybody subject to any internal revenue tax. Ambiguous, yes. And when you subject yourself to the tax, you become a taxpayer. Trade or business, 26, Section 7701, Subsection A, Subparagraph 14. Trade or business means the performing of the functions of a public office. If you're not working for the senator or governor or president, guess what? You're not engaged in trade or business, and therefore your earnings are not taxable income. United States and states, Section 7701A, subsections 9 and 10. United States shall be construed to include the District of Columbia where such construction is necessary to the provisions of this title. It's worded vaguely, but what that essentially means is United States means District of Columbia, because United States cannot mean the Union States. And furthermore, state has the same definition. State cannot mean the Union States. A federal state is not the same as one of the Union States. You know this because there is something called the Code of Federal Definitions. And back when Alaska and Hawaii were territories, they were included as federal states under the Code of Federal Definitions. And when they became Union States, the Code of Federal Definitions was amended to strike out Alaska and Hawaii. That's how we know that a federal state is not the same as a Union State. The word income is not defined anywhere in Title 26. Gross income is, but not income. According to the courts, income means a profit or a gain from a transaction. When you go and exchange your labor for compensation, that is called a zero-sum transaction. There is no profit. It is an even trade. Therefore, there is no income. The problem is most people volunteer to be taxpayers and subject to the income tax. Every time you renew your contract with the federal government, you let them know, you let it know that you want to be taxed this way. Bank signature cards are a form of renewal. Every time you sign a form W-4 or a form 1040 or check yes in a box on a government form saying, are you a U.S. citizen, you are renewing your contract with the federal government. Understand, the income tax is voluntarily complied with. Voluntary compliance is the rule, but under civil law, and the IRS is under civil law, all of this is under civil law because it's not mandatory, silence is considered consent. It's called tacit acceptance. So the government and the IRS assume that you have entered into all agreements with it and all contracts with it as knowing intelligent acts, fully informed of the consequences. You must declare otherwise. Until and unless you take proactive steps to declare otherwise, the government and the IRS assume that you have entered the contracts knowingly, and therefore you are bound by those agreements. And that is this week's Lesson in Liberty. It's time to say goodbye to our WWCR shortwave listeners. It has been a pleasure, but WWCR does not carry the last half hour of the show. If you are anywhere near either a microbroadcaster that airs the show or online access, you can please tune in at globalfreedomreport.com and listen to the rest of the show, because there's a lot more coming. Especially, we have a special news announcement concerning Star Wars Episode 7. Yes, it's going to be made. Yes, it's going to be released in 2015. We'll tell you about that, as well as take our weekly excursion into the dirty world of mind control and behavioral manipulation on Propaganda 101. That's next, coming up on the Global Freedom Report.
We'll be back in a moment. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to the Global Freedom Report.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
You can feel that squeaky clean sensation like none other with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash is a unique natural formula not found in any other oral care products. With a gentle combination of zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil, Vitamer effectively whitens teeth, removes plaque, and freshens breath, and it does it naturally without any harmful chemicals. Visit us online at Vitamer.com. That's Vitamyr.com. Or call us today to place your order at 1-888-558-8482. That's 1-888-558-8482. Keep your teeth and gums healthy with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer, nature's answer to healthy teeth and gums. And remember, it's all completely natural. Available at participating health food stores nationwide.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you're fed up with the government imposing its rules and regulations on you and your property, you need to order a copy of Brent Johnson's internationally acclaimed bestseller, The American Sovereign. It's over 200 pages of invaluable information to help all liberty-loving Americans protect their property from attachments by the IRS or government agencies. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us. The American Sovereign from Brent Johnson, your guidebook to liberty.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, a first-of-its-kind personal, practical, and portable water purification system for those on the go. As you know, we discontinued the mini Berkey with ceramic elements several years ago because the output of the filtered water was a meager pint per hour. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality 304 stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sport water bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.4 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, your desk at work, and much more. Get your Go Berkey kit today by calling 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com. Sorry, not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of the government intruding in every aspect of your life? Freedom Bound International is a common law private membership organization dedicated to the preservation of personal freedom, privacy rights, and the Declaration of Independence. As a member of Freedom Bound International, you'll have access to products and services that will help show you how to preserve your property and protect your privacy from government intrusion. Call 888-385-FREE, that's 1-888-385-3733, or log on to www.freedomradio.us.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Micro Effect.
This is Senator Karen Johnson, reminding you that the eternal price of freedom is vigilance. You are listening to the Global Freedom Report.
Free fever.
We must not give. We must not let them take over. We must once again have a country where we do walk home on a summer night and sleep with the windows open and not be afraid.
Freedom fever. Catch it today.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire for a safe and secure society.
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
Welcome back to the Global Freedom Report. Brent Johnson, your host. And if you'd like to be part of the show, you can join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com, where you can ask questions and offer your comments on the topics we discuss here. You can also give us a call toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. and Canada at 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968. 1968 to go on the air live. If you are located outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is a toll call. However, because of that, we'll make sure you get on the air faster than anybody else, ahead of anybody else. That number is 001-208-935-0094. And please make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. If you're listening online, I hope you'll take a few moments to vote for the show. It's real easy. If you've already voted, great. If you voted last hour, well, this is a new hour. You can do it all over again. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com. Click on the name of the show, The Global Freedom Report. Click on the name of the network, The Micro Effect Broadcast Network. And you're done. You have voted. And we appreciate your vote. And you can vote two times per hour from a given IP address. So thank you for your vote and your support and your participation. Now it's time for Propaganda 101, and I want to tackle today one of my pet peeves. It has to do with taxpayer-funded government ads that are designed to get people to waive their rights. And they never tell you that. The most obvious one is military ads. If you join any part of the military, any of the armed services, you must waive your rights as an individual, as a God-given citizen, to become an obedient cog, a GI, meaning government issue, property of the government. That's part of being a soldier. That's part of being a sailor. That's part of being a Marine. And there's nothing wrong with that. But to use taxpayer funds to make it seem, you know, be all that you can be, the few, the proud, the Marine, to glorify it, when in reality what they're doing is using taxpayer funds to encourage people to waive their rights and become property of the government. I think there's something fundamentally wrong, and there's a fundamental conflict of interest, and it cannot be constitutional. Another way in which taxpayer-funded ads do the same basic thing is by encouraging citizens to waive their rights in favor of benefits. Sign up for food stamps today. You know, sign up for a small business loan. You know, go to the unemployment office and let us help you get a job. Whenever you sign up for government benefits, one of the conditions for receiving those benefits is that you must waive your God-given rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You become subject to government control. Now, again, if you're making a conscious decision to do that, there's nothing wrong with that. Personally, I wouldn't make such a decision, but you might. But it should be an informed decision. And to use taxpayer funds to promote people waiving their rights in favor of obtaining these benefits is fundamentally wrong, unconstitutional, and clearly a conflict of interest. So the next time you see any kind of an ad on TV or hear any kind of an ad on radio or read any kind of an ad in a newspaper that promotes government programs, whether it be military or simply government benefit programs, take a step back, take a good look at it, and understand that what's happening here is pure and insidious propaganda. It's probably the most insidious form of propaganda because it uses your money to encourage people like you to waive your God-given rights. And once you realize that's what's going on, don't participate. Don't waive those rights. You know, I probably shouldn't be surprised, but I continue to be disheartened every time I see a story like this. A Colorado fruit orchard was ransacked by locals recently after its generous owners decided to open up their private peach grove to the public for free picking. Don and Marilyn Shanneman were horrified to learn that their benevolent efforts to salvage an undersized peach crop resulted in what can only be described as utter savagery by the lowest members of society, who saw fit to harass the family and even damage their property after the peaches had all been picked. The Shannemans recently took ownership of Rancho Fruta, a fruit and vegetable farm located in Palisade, Colorado, a town just east of Grand Junction. Because their first season's crop of peaches was too small to sell on the market, the Shannemans decided, out of the goodness of their hearts, to open up the orchard to the public and allow free peach pickings in order to prevent the undersized crop from going to waste. After a local news outlet ran a story about the free peaches, many area residents and others began showing up en masse at the orchard both day and night to pick the fruit, with some people literally pounding on the Shanneman's front door late at night, demanding access to the orchard. Within just a few days of the announcement, all the peaches were gone, but that did not stop some people from continuing to both harass the family and destroy their property. At first, people were pretty respectful, but then there was a huge mass and it began spiraling downhill, said Marilyn, adding that some people actually turned violent upon learning that all the peaches had already been picked. One person reportedly threw rocks at the Shanneman's house, while others actually drove their vehicles into the orchard, damaging trees and breaking pipes. Besides damaging the family's personal property and private orchard, many of these same brutes also broke into a nearby neighbor's property to pick fruit from their orchard, which was obviously not part of the free picking. Even after the Shannemans put up signs that the crop had already been picked and that no trespassing was allowed, some people continued to wreak havoc on the property. It costs us a lot to give away free peaches, added Marilyn, noting that the cost of replacing the damaged pipes was more than the family received in donations for the free peaches. I'm just really disappointed. 90% of those who came were great, but that other 10% was just crazy, she lamented, quipping about how there will be no more peach giveaways at Rancho Fruta in the future. My comment? The American people have become a disgusting, unprincipled, selfish, destructive lot. They do not have any good values and only look to take what they can at whomever's expense. They deserve the totalitarian dictatorship that has grown up around them. This absolutely disgusts me. Absolutely disgusts me. And I understand maybe not everybody did this, but you know something? I'm sure that some of the good people were sitting around letting it happen. What they should have done is they should have assaulted, attacked, beaten up, it pummeled the savage pigs that were doing this. I'm sorry. This is just unacceptable. Unacceptable. Shoot them. Kill them. They behave like animals. Treat them like animals. The Walt Disney Company announced on Tuesday that it planned to release a seventh Star Wars film. Disney has acquired Lucasfilm for $4.05 billion. The film studio was previously owned entirely by George Lucas, the creator of the iconic Star Wars and Indiana Jones series. Lucas will continue to work at Lucasfilm, serving as creative consultant. Star Wars Episode 7 is planned for release in 2015, followed by Episodes 8 and 9. Disney hopes to continue releasing new Star Wars feature films every 2 to 3 years. For the past 35 years, one of my greatest pleasures has been to see Star Wars passed from one generation to the next, said Lucas in a statement. It's now time for me to pass Star Wars on to a new generation of filmmakers. I've always believed that Star Wars could live beyond me, and I thought it was important to set up the transition during my lifetime. Lucas said he was confident that Kathleen Kennedy, the current co-chairman of Lucasfilm, will continue to successfully expand the franchise after becoming the new president of the film studio. Kennedy will report to Walt Disney Studios chairman Alan Horn. Disney's reach and experience give Lucasfilm the opportunity to blaze new trails in film, television, interactive media, theme parks, live entertainment, and consumer products, added Lucas. So Star Wars will continue under the aegis of Disney. And I want you to know, originally, Star Wars was written as 11 episodes and pared down to 9 episodes in 3 trilogies. So Episodes 7, 8, and 9, the treatments have already been submitted to Kathleen Kennedy for use in the Disney production, Star Wars Episodes 7, 8, and 9. Nobody knows what's in there. There have been no hints at all. But presumably it takes place after Episode 6, after the return of the Jedi. Isn't that something? We have a commentary from our Men on the Street correspondent in Greece entitled The Simple Truth. Let's go to Themis Ampatsis in Greece.
Hi, Brad. It was a busy time and still is here in the old continent, and more so in this old cradle of democracy, Greece. I'm faced with a very much hyped visit of the German Chancellor and main public player slash commander of the European Union in crisis, Frau Merkel. Several thousand demonstrators were gathered in the main squares all over the country in peaceful demonstrations under the watching eye of the police forces, which had forbidden public gatherings in certain areas of the capital, bringing in memory all other older and darker times of our history. This visit was considered a success by the ruling centers of influence in Greece, but in effect it was a marketing move for both the Greek government and Frau Merkel. The Greek government hoped to earn the laurels of the ones that took Greece out of international isolation since the crisis started in 2009 and divert the focus from the new austerity measures. Frau Merkel had the desire to be seen as both vigilant and taking charge of the situation in Europe with personal supervision of the crisis, in her country's interior, that is, in face of the upcoming elections next year, as well as caring for the exterior with caring and supportive statements for the peoples of the countries that are under the harshest austerity measures imposed on any European country ever in living memory. If these targets were met for them, it is a matter of who you ask. I believe that it is the best part they did, because people will always be very gullible to the full force of media, especially when there is little or no opposition. Another reason for this visit and its hype is to delay further the decisions on the European crisis while waiting to see what the results of the USA presidential election will be, so as to determine what the USA policy will be. The labor unions, following the demonstrations, issued a communication that reads as follows. The catastrophic and deadlocked policies of memoranda, as these are determined by the harsh and punitive neoliberal policies that continuously scale up, is the area of confrontation and conflict between unions and civil society with government and Troika. the obsession for the full and effective abolition of the National Labor Convention and the requirement for government regulation of the minimum salary compensation flatten its employment, social and democratic rights of the workers, and in effect they are donated themselves to the master employer. While the culprits, fraudsters, tax evaders and big sharks roam freely and undisturbed, the arrest and punishment of unpaid strikers and impervious to workers who assert their basic rights in demonstrating is a major social challenge. While these unjust and hopeless policies continue, the struggle and the reactions of employees will intensify. These views and statements reflect the views and opinions of the majority of Greek people and possibly the majority of the people of the southern countries of Europe that are under the influence of unbearable austerity measures imposed by the representatives of the globalized capital profiteers, such as banks, multinationals and stockbrokers. Very good examples of this Orwellian reality we are living here in Greece are the statements of the current Prime Minister and all of the parties that support the current government before the July general elections and their actions now. Their statements were trying to address where the money will come from for the new austerity measures of 11 billion euros for the next 2 years. To put that in perspective, in a comparison to the USA and taking in account the analogy of GDP for both countries, 11 billion euros in austerity measures for Greece would be the equivalent of $720 billion in salary, pension, welfare and health cuts and tax increases as austerity measures in USA. And that is only for the next 2 years. And it's not even the final number. There is talk that this number will increase at least another 30%. If you add up to these numbers 4 years of austerity measures previously, we can all imagine how bad the situation is becoming. Our current government and their band of willingful supporting political parties claimed before the election that all this money will not come from salary and pension cuts or tax raises. A month after the election, they're trying to figure out if these measures will be covered 80 or 90% by salary cuts and pensions as well as new taxes. Not a peep from the media about that, and when they do mention, they fully justify it as the one and only way forward. To further understand the situation here and realize how bad these new austerity measures will inflict a blow in the social coherence in a European country, I will present you with a few more numbers and analogies. In the past 4 years, the standard of living in Greece has fallen by more than 35%. The average salary cuts in all sectors were more or less the same. The minimum salary for a 40-hour week a non-qualified worker or non-qualified office employee will get is just above 500 from around 800 euros. Unemployment runs at 25% for the general populace and 55% for the young people. There are more than 1.5 million people unemployed. Compare this to the USA 7.8% unemployment and about 12 million unemployed currently. That will give you an idea of how things are here. And all this to rescue the banks and the capital and profits of the big players in the name of globalization. But we have to ask ourselves two very important questions. Globalization at what cost? And globalization at whose benefit? I, for one, am not all against globalization. After all, we all live in the same planet and we all are humans. But the above two questions need to be answered honestly and adequately by the ruling class so that all the rest of us know what are we in for. I think that this is wishful thinking, and the truth is rarely given to us in a silver platter. We all need to do our part and discover it and take the actions that need to be taken in order to prosper as a human race, with all our religious, cultural and other differences in this beautiful solar rock we call Earth. This is Themis Abadzis for the Global Freedom Report with a simple truth.
And thank you, Themis. And that gives us quite a picture of what's going on. You know, you all think it's only happening in the United States. It isn't. It's happening all over the world. And that's quite a picture he paints. as to what's happening down in Greece. Themis Ampatsis with The Simple Truth. This comes from a former, from a Holocaust concentration camp survivor. "'Twas the night before elections, and all through the town, tempers were flaring, emotions ran up and down. I, in my bathrobe with a cat in my lap, had shut off the TV, tired of political crap. When all of a sudden there arose such a noise, I peered out my window, saw Obama and his boys. They had come for my wallet, they wanted my pay to hand out to others who had not worked a day. He snatched up my money and, quick as a wink, jumped back on his bandwagon as I gagged from the stink. He then rallied his henchmen who were pulling his car. I could tell they were out to tear my country apart. On Fannie, on Freddie, on Biden and Ayers, on Acorn, on Pelosi, he screamed at the pears. They took off for his cause as they flew out of sight. I heard him laugh at a nation who wouldn't stand up and fight. So I leave you to think on this one final note. If you don't want socialism, get out and vote. Now it's time for Spy 101, How to Become a Covert Operative.
When confronting an armed enemy, the big question is what weapons they're bringing to the fight. Trick your enemy into bringing the wrong weapon, and you've got the advantage. If someone thinks they're taking fire from a sniper, for example, they'll choose something long range with a long barrel, which won't do much good in close combat.
Pointers on how to fight a guerrilla war. If you'd like to answer this week's show question, give us a call off the air at 512-879-3528 and leave a message with your answer. This week's question, what would have to happen for a third-party candidate to become elected President of the United States? So call right now, 512-879-3528, and tell us how you feel about today's issues. What are you willing to do to protect and preserve your liberty? And what aren't you willing to do to protect and preserve that same liberty? And at the end of the day, would you be proud to tell your friends, family, loved ones, children, what you did today? Did you tell the truth? Did you keep your word? Did you honor your agreements? If not, then please, correct any trespass on your fellow countrymen and do it now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow is too late. On next week's show, now that the election is over, or at least it will be by next week, what does it mean for the fascist police states of America and the world? We'll examine the outcome of the elections and explore what the future looks like under the next regime. Also, was Hurricane Sandy engineered? Was weather manipulation involved in this once-in-a-century superstorm? We'll discuss the real possibility that government and other forces brought on the destructiveness of this real-life perfect storm. Plus, joining us with his weekly commentary, we'll hear from Dr. Ron Paul, the Patriot Congressman. Former Congressman Bob Barr will discuss the true meaning of the Constitution in the Barr Report. We'll bring you another invaluable lesson in liberty where you learn really useful things they never taught you in public school. And we will embark on our weekly journey into the dirty world of mind control and behavioral manipulation on Propaganda 101. That's all coming up on next week's show. Don't miss it. Be sure to visit our website at www.globalfreedomreport.com. Remember, we can show you how to protect your liberty, property, and privacy from government intrusion. Now stay tuned for Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz with Jeffrey Bennett. Then tune in next week for another edition of the Global Freedom Report. I'm Brent Johnson, reminding you that freedom is your birthright, a gift from God. Treat it accordingly.
Stand down.
Oh, thank you, sir. I think you saved my life.
Evidence, Johnson. Even raccoons respect the authority of a man with good nutrition. That's me. Now, what's going on here?
Well, he started it, sir. I was trying to clean his fish, and he tried to take it from me.
Yeah, well, you must have looked a little wimpy.
Sir, I'm hungry.
Johnson, if you'd have brought your own supply of freeze-dried food from the freeze-dry guy, like I told you, you wouldn't have to be out here picking on the cute little animals.
Oh, I'd give anything for a big chunk of protein right now.
Johnson, don't salivate. It's unbecoming a Marine.
I'm sorry, sir. I should have called the freeze-dry guy.
Bugs you, Donut Johnson. You're suffering your MREs, and I'm enjoying chicken a la king and lasagna and bacon and eggs for breakfast.
Sir, shut up.
Johnson?
Sorry, sir.
Get your own supply of the best long-term storage food available. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com.
best thing the men behind the curtain want is a conscious, informed public capable of critical thinking, which is why a continually fraudulent zeitgeist is output via religion, the mass media, and the educational system. They seek to keep you in a distracted, naive bubble, and they are doing a damn good job of it.
Signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.